Frontier Missions Journal. Stories of hope for the unreached with Adventist Frontier Missions.
The Adventures of Gladys and Hudson.
Gladys and the Whatevers.
Gladys and the Whatevers.
Hand me that comb. Can I use your lip gloss? Close your eyes while I spray this hairspray. Gladys stood in the midst of a bustle of busy women. Two Moroccan ladies, her SDM teacher, Miss Lauren, and her mom. Their voices echoed in Miss Lauren's colorfully tiled home. Miss Lauren fussed with her hair in a mirror, sparkling in a traditional taxeta dress. Gladys's mom fussed with the plug of a straightener, looking extra tall with her hair piled up high.
"Chlinient sobchar, Gladys," Miss Lauren's friend, Nakia, told her mom.
"Let me straighten Gladys's hair."
Gladys glanced at Nakia's face.
Gladys knew that Miss Lauren had been studying the Bible with Nakia. She wondered if Nakia would choose to follow Jesus.
"I guess we'll have to wait and find out," Gladys thought.
Soon she was shimmering like the rest of the women, holding up her black and gold taxeta to walk into the fancy mud-walled wedding house. Gladys looked around at the guests. Who would she hang out with? A group of foreigners like her stood nearby. One of them saw Gladys. She looked up and down at her with disdain. They seemed to feel happiest when they were excluding someone, especially Gladys. Gladys swallowed. She could at least try.
"Hi," Gladys said, smiling.
"Whatever," one of the girls said.
"Yeah," agreed her friend. Gladys was not surprised. She kind of felt like crying, yelling, and laughing all at the same time. "I can't believe they responded with that word," she thought. "They're so mean, but it's so funny, too." Even though their rudeness hurt, she laughed on the inside. Her and her mother secretly called these girls the Whatevers. I guess Mom gave them the right name.
"It's okay," Gladys thought. "I speak Arabic. There are plenty of other girls to hang out with.
But now what do I do? I don't know anyone else." Gladys looked around. There were lots of girls her age. Clusters of Maghribi girls standing here and there in the local dresses and head coverings. "I know," Gladys thought. "I'll just make other friends. After all, I do speak Arabic now." Gladys walked over to some Maghribi girls and introduced herself. The girls were shy, but kind and welcoming. Soon they were showing Gladys around the village, laughing and talking, arms across each other's shoulders in the friendly Maghribi way. They walked around and talked for a long time. Soon the girls stopped. They grabbed Gladys's hands and dragged her over to where a group of women were singing, clapping, and bobbing their shoulders, celebrating the wedding. Gladys joined them, clapping, laughing, and enjoying her new friends. God had done so much for Gladys in the last 5 years. She was now 12, and as she'd grown up, she'd also grown into the Maghribi culture. She felt so happy and comfortable surrounded by Maghribi people whose language and customs she was starting to understand. Then she looked up and had to laugh again. Here were the Whatevers, joining in the festivities. It It was hard to believe that just a few years ago she'd wanted so much to go home. First, she'd wanted to go home because of local kids who bullied her and her brother. Then she had wanted to go home because of the whatevers. Now she was back to being content to live in the Maghreb as long as God called her family. Just a few weeks later, Gladys found this Bible verse and wrote it in a journal. It so perfectly expressed what God was doing in her life. Isaiah 45:2 says, "I will go before you and make the rough places smooth. I will shatter the doors of bronze and cut through the iron bars." Hey kids, so what about you? Are you experiencing rough times? At home, at school, or with friends? This promise is also for you that God is with you in your rough times as well. Sometimes God makes rough places smooth in a way that we don't expect. That's all for now.
Or is it? Where's Hudson? Oh yeah, he's outside on the playground trying his best to make friends there. But sometimes our own efforts are simply not enough.
Hudson, strong and kind.
Hudson, strong and kind. Strong and kind.
Hudson stood on his head on his bed in his dark bedroom. His stuffed mouse, Ferdy, stood on his tiny mouse head too, propped up in a corner. Everything was quiet and still except for the sound of Hudson's heart in his ears. Hudson liked to stand on his head before he went to sleep. He also liked to talk about his plans with Ferdy. He knew Ferdy was just a fabric mouse his mom had sewn him a couple Christmases ago. But he was fun because he could float down a stream in a paper boat, ride on a yarn zip line, or get strapped to a remote control car and go cruising around the house. "I don't know what I'm gonna do about Simu," Hudson told Ferdy. "Mom and I have been praying about it. Mo is my friend now, and he used to be a bully. But Simu is even meaner than Mo. He hits everyone. I need Jesus to show me what to do." Hudson flopped over onto his side. Before he knew it was morning. He ran down the tile stairs of his house, skipping the last four, big jump. Then he used his legs and arms to climb up the doorframe next to the kitchen table. His mom came from the kitchen carrying a pot full of oatmeal. She looked up at him in the doorframe and laughed. "Good morning, my little monkey," she said. "Your oatmeal is ready." Hudson's family gathered around the table and prayed. Hudson wolfed down three bowls of oatmeal with cooked dates and looked over at his mom. "Can I play now?" "Hold your horses," she said. "Let's have worship." The family sang a favorite new song, "Jesus Strong and Kind."
Jesus, Jesus Strong and Kind.
Then Dad got out the family Bible and read a few verses. Hudson was distracted from the complicated verse in Romans. He himself was thinking about his favorite Bible verse, one of the first verses he read by himself, Joshua 1:9. "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Finally, the family prayed and Hudson was excited to go to play. He ran outside to the flat, dusty area where the neighborhood kids played. He smiled at a small group of boys shoving and jumping on each other's backs like a pack of squirrels. "Maghrebi kids play rough," Hudson thought, "but I don't mind." He ran over and joined in the jostling mob. Eventually, the kids organized into a game of soccer. Soon, however, the boys stopped playing. They looked towards the house near the mosque nervously. Hudson followed their gaze. Simu was coming. Simu was a lot smaller than the other kids, but he was really tough. More than tough. he hit, and not in a friendly way like most of the kids, but hard and to hurt. Hudson hoped he wouldn't be the target of Simu's aggression today.
Hey, Mo, Simu said, give me that ball.
Simu walked over and started shoving Mo.
Hey, Hudson said automatically, standing a little taller. Don't pick on Mo. Come play soccer with us.
Yeah, right, Simu said, turning his attention on Hudson.
Jesus, show me what to do, Hudson prayed.
Suddenly he knew what he should do. Hudson started running. Not away, but toward Simu. Simu turned and bolted. He ran fast. Hudson ran fast too. The boys ran and ran until they were almost to Hudson's boundary. Finally, Hudson caught Simu. Simu squeezed his eyes just like he was about to get pummeled.
Stop hitting or I'll hit you myself, Hudson shouted.
Simu looked up at Hudson and nodded. The two boys walked silently back to where the other kids were playing. Simu joined in the soccer game, and for a while he didn't fight at all. Later, he started hitting a child much smaller than him. Hudson walked over, gave him one swift warning punch on his arm, and then stood with his arms folded. Simu stopped fighting and played nicely for the rest of the day. 1 week later, Hudson was on his head on his bed again. This time he had an important question. He was glad when his mom had come to say goodnight.
Mom, did I do the right thing by chasing and hitting Simu last week? I know we're not supposed to hit, but we've tried talking to him so many times.
Hudson, hitting is rarely a great way to solve your problems, Mom began. And it's important for you not to make a habit. But you didn't chase or hit Simu because you were angry. You did it to bring peace. You also tried a lot of other things first.
I feel really bad about it, Hudson said. But it worked.
Yes, Mom said. It did work.
It seems like Simu needed to know you weren't scared of him. And maybe you needed to know you weren't scared too.
Maybe, Hudson said.
But I'm not supposed to hit.
That's true.
That's true. But unfortunately, there were no local parents willing to help, and he hasn't listened to you. You know, hitting is something parents here in the Maghreb encourage their kids to do. We don't because hitting can become an abusive habit. It shouldn't be the first, second, or even third options for solving a problem.
Do you think I sinned? Hudson asked.
You know, in Psalms 18:29, King David thanked God for giving him the strength to fight battles. It says, "For you I can run upon a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. In your strength I can crush an army, with my God I can scale any wall." I think you and Simu both need to know that you can fight evil. But as you grow into a man, you need to make sure your self-control is growing just as much as your muscles.
Mom reached out and squeezed Hudson's arm playfully.
You might sometimes need to fight physical battles to protect life or preserve freedom, but don't fight to let off steam and don't get yourself out of control. Try to be like Jesus, Hudson. Like our song this morning, Jesus strong and kind. Now say your prayers and go to sleep.
God, thanks for helping me be strong, Hudson prayed. Please help Simu, because maybe he gets hit a lot at school or at home. Help me to be kind and to use my strength for good things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wise words. Try to be like Jesus, strong and kind. The snippet you heard from the song Jesus, Strong and Kind by City of Light Worship was performed by the Treasure Box, Singapore. You'll find it and many other renditions on YouTube. Thank you for listening to Frontier Missions Journal.